is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Mr. Figaro, we are in the season of personal injury, bad weather, slip and fall, car accidents, drunk driving, and more. What is your advice to our listeners?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro, Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and we have another surge of the virus in New York City, COVID-19. And in the first surge, medical practitioners were given some sort of immunity. They didn't know what they were doing. It was the first time for them. Now our expectations are different. There are medicines that could prolong your life, whether it be steroids, whether it be the antigens, whether it be new experiences that nurses, doctors have had. They should be better prepared. And the death rate in our community, which is like 2-to-1 as opposed to the white community, that statistic should change, and that's our expectations. What may not change is the fact that if someone has the virus and they go to the hospital, we would not be able to visit that person. So if you have a family member with the virus that have to go to the hospital and it has reached that stage, we should be better prepared. Whether that person having a telephone and could text and send messages to you, your family members, and having the charger for their phones. You have to have a checklist if you take a family member to the hospital. And you could take your family member to any hospital. You're not bound to take them to Brookdale, Kings County, or any hospital that have a large community or a higher death rate than other hospitals. So you need to do your research. And you need to take your loved one to the hospital of your choice, where you think they have better chances to survive. These are the issues that you take into consideration before you bring a lawsuit, because a lawsuit is last resort. A lawsuit against the hospital, the doctors, doesn't bring your loved one back. Not only do we have the virus, we also have the regular flu season. In personal injury issues, we always say this is the time that we have a lot of slip and fall. People, because of ice on the street, you know, based on the snow, we see more clients slipping and falling, and we have to bring lawsuits against the city or building owners because they didn't clean the snow, or there were factors that showed that they were negligent on the sidewalk or in the buildings. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. A lot of times with these slip and fall cases, you have to take into consideration any trauma to the head, trauma to the spine, which may be long-term issues with the person who was injured. A lot of times the injections or other medical issues could be costly and no-fault insurance or the insurance policy of the building owners should take care of these issues. A lot of time people might ignore pain to their own detriment, and you do not want to settle a case without the proper review of the case through medical records. So when you meet an attorney in a personal injury firm, even though they are not doctors, they have to look at the medical reports. They have to do a demand for settlement based on your injury. And any injuries, any kind of, you know, help that you get that is less than 3 months, we normally call those cases soft tissue cases, and they value very little. As opposed to cases that have more than 3 months of therapy, 6 months, 12 months, what have you. So sometimes people become impatient. They want to stop their medical treatment, and that is not wise from a medical perspective and a legal perspective. You do not want to stop any type of therapy that you're having and, you know, you misunderstand the seriousness of your injury. Nor do you want to take therapy from doctors who just want to bill you, get money for their medical practice, but are not concerned about your medical condition. Unfortunately, in Brooklyn and other counties here, Kings County and other counties in New York City, there is an illegal trend where some of these medical facilities are committing fraud. So be very careful. Those fraudulent organizations are normally investigated by the federal government. If you are injured, what we will need is for you to come into the office. If your injury is associated with the government, the city, you have to file a notice of claim against the city within 90 days. So it's important that, you know, you address this issue as quickly as possible. So whether it be the transit authority or buses, trains, slip and fall, where we could obviously have the city as a party to the litigation, there's a 90-day deadline. Also, things like stop and frisk, police misconduct, there's a 90-day window for you to file a notice of claim against the city. For private organizations, there's not that 90-day requirement. Also, if you were injured on the job, workers' compensation, you also could sue third parties, because most times you'll get a larger settlement than what the Workers' Compensation Board could offer you. So in those situations, you have two lawsuits pending, one on workers' comp insurance and the other would be on regular insurance companies that represent people outside of workers' compensation, third parties. Additionally, even if you are an undocumented person, you are covered by workers' compensation at your job. And it doesn't matter whether or not you're documented, you could file a lawsuit against the city, the state, the federal government, private institutions. Your immigration status has no bearing on your legal rights with workers' compensation or personal injury cases. If you would like a consultation on any personal injury matter, you could give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or you could schedule a free consultation at our website, Ask the Lawyer, Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Every day, thousands of people get injured in accidents, many of which are due to someone else's negligence. The difference between getting the right compensation and getting nothing often starts with finding the right attorney. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. Their attorneys are experienced in the complex area of personal injury law. Get the right legal team that understands you. The consultation is free. No settlement, no fee. Let Figueroa & Associates help you get compensated for your injuries. Call now.
To schedule an appointment, call 1-855-768-8845. That is 1-855-768-8845.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.